Hello and welcome, Joshua, to Experience Shared's Pokemon Podcast.
Hello, Tanner.
Me, Greenbull.
Grimble.
A.K.A. Tanner Greenring, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Sylveon.
Sylveon. Beautiful.
Two stunning Pokemon. Bug catchers, if you're noticing a baritone coming from Tanner's mic this week, sort of a sultry, husky
baritone. I was going to say husky, but I do think it's a little sultry as well, actually.
Husky is now, I can't control husky. I can control sultry, you know? You got to turn that on.
Yeah.
I have COVID-19.
Humble brag.
I went to Utah last week to shoot videos of dogs for work, and everyone in
that is
in
humble, right?
You have to fly into Las Vegas and then drive like whoever ends up editing this one just has to cover all my coughs with like Pokemon yells.
Yeah, no, battle cries. Yeah.
You have to fly into Las Vegas, drive 3.5 hours to get to this dog sanctuary that we were shooting at, and no one in any of that journey, I saw maybe two masks.
That's COVID, so COVID country out there.
They're just over it out there. They're like, if you come here, you're going to get it. Welcome to the shit.
Saddle up, so, cowboy.
Yeah, me and my coworkers all got it. But I'm on the up and up. I'm on day five, baby.
I thought you were like, so bug catchers, Tanner and I put off recording, obviously, last week when we were planning to, and this is five days later. And when you were texting me like Monday earlier this week, it's Wednesday now, you were acting like, oh, I'm on the up and up, like this is gonna be great. You're still very sickly.
Well, it sticks with you for a while, Joshua. That's why it's such a serious disease.
Wow.
You gotta ride it out.
You just power through, which is what you're doing right now.
I'm good. I've been working outside the last couple days, spending time with my family who somehow didn't catch it, even though I'm right here.
That is pretty surprising, I would say, yeah.
Do you want to know something incredibly insulting?
Yeah.
My mother, ugh.
Mothers, my God, am I right?
When she heard that I had COVID-19, dropped everything and flew out here to help my wife with our son, who's home from school this week for summer break. Mm-hmm. Took over my podcasting studio as her office while she's here.
What?
And admitted to me today that she had to take down my Jar Jar Binks posters for client calls.
Oh my God.
She put them back up.
Yeah, they look like they're in the same place. That lamp back there is new, though. There's like more ambiance back here.
I think she put that back up too.
There's like a little desk lamp.
Should I click it on?
Yeah. I got my lamp behind me on, my desk lamp for ambiance, man. You forget about ambiance when you have COVID, I guess.
You forget about a lot of things when you have COVID.
And look how it brightens up Jar Jar there.
That's lovely.
It's pretty nice.
All right, I was gonna shit all over her for coming in and taking down my Jar Jar Binks posters, but I think the contribution of this new little desk lamp that she's brought down.
Yeah.
We'll call it even.
I think it's sort of an improvement, to be honest.
Okay, well, I don't come to your house and criticize your disgusting, unfinished basement that you podcast in every week.
Well, that's because I don't have one, so.
Joshua, we are in Lumiose City.
We are.
We've just taken on, what was his name?
Clément.
The electric type gym in the heart of Lumiose City, the beating heart of Lumiose City,
which spent a significant more time in.
You hung around.
Yeah,
you're kind of a city guy. You know, I know that about you. You know,
that's right. And if I have
hang around a city,
I like cities. And you know, Joan of Arcadia, she comes from a little small town, Vannaville, but. When she was here, she was like, I got to get to know the sites. These are going to be my people. I'm helping vindicate them. So I got to know the city slickers just as much as I need to know the rural.
She's out glad-handing. It's like politics for her now, huh? She's out like shaking hands, kissing babies.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the candidate Kalos needs right now.
Yeah, well, she found out about how Lovemaker 69 was going around and just banging everybody to get their votes.
To
consensually.
Equal but disparate forces kind of swirling through Kalos right now.
Yeah. But as somebody who had glad hands, what she realized is that she can't just be walking around with the people. She has to just take a fucking cab everywhere because I don't know how to get to restaurant Le Ya. And so I decided to just start paying minimum 750 francs to be able to go from wherever to wherever with the Lumi cab system. And I just ate it.
I think I've probably walked from Cafe Le Ya on Autumn Avenue to the Pokemon Center on, I think, Magenta Alley or something like that.
Lord knows.
Probably about 400,000 times. So I know exactly where it is now. I know that when you leave that Poke Center, you go towards the tower and you take one left to the main avenue, and that's where Cafe Le Ya is.
Yeah, I just took, I think they're like a block or two from each other, but I just took cab both ways. I don't give a shit.
How kind?
I don't give a shit. I want to support the local economy.
Pokemon. So, you know, I think this also contributes to what we talked about at the beginning of the season. This game has a bad rep for being too easy. And I think the game giving us this, like, beautiful grind spot in Cafe Le Ya has just, like, it's taken all the difficulty out of it.
Yeah.
Because, like, you can just sit here and just grind and get tons of mushrooms, which are worth a ton of money, and you make money on the battles, especially if you have an amulet coin.
Right. Which is what Joan of Arcadia did.
Yeah.
Stealing from the rich. And then also,
well,
it's not like it's a daily thing, is the crazy part.
You can just keep
doing
it.
You just have to walk out of the restaurant, and then you walk right back through the door.
Right back in.
And reset the battles, and you just
keep
going.
Like Grandpa Simpson.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah, they've just made it too easy. Like, I've probably defeated Cafe Le Ya, like, I don't know, probably 200 times now.
I think I'm only at 100.
It makes it so easy, but whatever. I guess better than the alternative, which is like not having a good grinding spot.
Right. Yeah, I do think it's still a lot better than that. And like, honestly, this region is set up to bias it in that way because there's literally just nowhere to grind other than this restaurant and the Battle Chateau, of which I am now the Marchioness.
Whoa.
Marchioness.
Martian-S?
Martian... How do you say this?
I don't know. Let's, I don't know what word you're saying.
Let's
is
get...
This is your famous French?
My famous French...
I thought you were trying this season, Josh.
Let me go to this Google lady.
Martianess.
Martianess Joan of Arcadia, just below Duchess.
Isn't this kind of counter to her whole message? She's like rising through the ranks of like...
Yeah, but she's beating up...
royalty.
She's beating the elites up and teaching those little barons
she's like Blade.
A thing or two about like how money doesn't matter when it comes to Pokemon.
She's like Blade.
I mean, I haven't...
Blade's a vampire and he hunts vampires.
Blade, so like,
he's a vampire and hunts vampires.
That sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm infiltrating and I did get a sweet little outfit, I'll tell you. I still cannot get into that boutique couture.
Oh, no.
In Lumios, but I did get a sweet outfit in Lavere. Lavere?
Yeah, they've got a good shop in Lavere.
Lavere City.
Lavere.
That was very French of you. And I will say I did figure out that the style points, and I don't, as somehow don't have enough, which I think is only 25 to get into boutique couture, but tipping affects that, and taking cabs everywhere.
Everyone.
Also affects that. So how
Wait,
are we not
positively or negatively?
Positively.
Oh, I tip everyone
$1,000.
No matter what.
Cab everywhere, which is what
no
I.
No matter what, it can be some asshole who's. Well, I got endless money.
Oh, I've
now
never not
Cafe, like,
tipped somebody. I'm not a fucking asshole. I've tipped them all.
What must Cafe Le Ya's margins be? If every time I'm going in there, I'm walking out with probably 40K worth of mushrooms and an additional probably like, I don't know,
30,
another 20K maybe, or 30K just in like earnings.
Right.
And I'm doing that like 10 times a day.
They're deep.
You got to follow the
deep
money here.
Deep in the red.
There's something going on here. This is how the elites do this stuff, man. They move in secret.
Well, do you know why I think they're moving in secret and how they're able to make those margins, Tanner?
Oh.
Did you notice that they serve up slowpoke tail as one of their dishes?
I'm pretty sure I just spent an entire fucking quest line Pokemon Gold.
That's right.
Trying to keep people from.
We were liberating Azalea Town from Team Rocket, slicing the slowpoke tails off the slowpokes, and selling them on the black market. And where do you think those Slowpoke tales end up? It's Kalos, and it's Restaurant Leia, and it's all these fucking elites.
This is the problem with factory farming, Josh, is I think there's this deficit of poke tails and slow pokes because of Team Rocket, right? And then you put all these protective things and you start farming them, and then all of a sudden there's just this like incredible abundance of slow pokes, you know?
Oh,
because
so
they've just gotten like
we went too far with protecting them, is what you're saying.
Yeah. So now like slow poke tails, you can just, they're a dime a dozen, you know?
Well, I don't want to be eating a bunch of trash at Restaurant Leia either. I hope that they're they're a dime a dozen now. Well, I don't want to eat that either.
No, but it's cool. It's like boho. You know, it's like you're sort of like you're eating like it's the, like common people's food, but it's like elevated.
They're serving it up with this special sauce, the lepa berry, and now you're like, oh yeah,
yeah.
They do have some interesting stuff over there. They've got a like a Miltank cheese that's like 180 years old or something. You know, spiced with the poison of an Arbok. It's some combination of that.
It's just,
I think it's pretty funny, although I wish that they had actually spent the time to change the dishes, given that we're fighting them a million times and they end up just being the same. But I do think it's
the same every time.
Clever touch in it.
Same battles every time, too, except you get better and better, and the opposing Pokemon aren't able to do their like shitty like delay moves like dig or
protect, and eventually the little baby Pokemon that you were raising up in there become completely out of control, and everybody just starts running roughshod over that establishment. Yeah.
It's funny because it's the same as Cafe La Na, where it's like, oh, there's four courses in this meal, and you're supposed to enjoy the like make sure to like savor the moment before the meal for like two turns.
Yeah.
And then at the end of every meal, they're like, okay, well, we told you to wait two turns to beat us in round one. You waited one turn.
Right.
We told you to wait three turns to beat us in round two. You waited one turn.
Right.
So it just affects the number of mushrooms you get at the end. But
and you get a little star next to the meal next time you go in to do another round. But I don't think it matters if you get the star or not.
I tried going into the elite cafe or the elite restaurant, the 3-star this week. I got a little turned around and walked in. They immediately shoot me out.
They still wouldn't let you in. What was that one? I was just trying to remember that fucking thing. Yeah.
I'm foggy, Josh. I have COVID.
That's right. That's right. Sorry. I shouldn't be pressing you on these things.
I think you have to be the champion to eat there.
Oh my God.
Which is pretty weird because I saw a bunch of other people in there eating.
And they looked
the
like
the glimpse I did get inside.
Chumps.
Yeah.
More nouveau riche.
Where to next, Joshy?
So we kick off this leg having to go to Lysander Cafe because we got a holoclip from Professor Sycamore.
What's their relationship?
That's what I'm also curious about, because I was thinking that the Traveler and Lysander, they were an item. But now I'm starting to think Sycamore and Lysander are an item, or maybe it's a classic love triangle.
Have I said my theory that I think the Traveler is just a Pokemon, like, transmorphed
it's
into
like
a...
It's like three Pokemon stacked on top of each
a
other.
A man. Yeah. I think that might be
no,
the
that's
case.
New.
That's my prediction.
That must have come out of day two of COVID.
That was when I was really in the throes of it. Yeah.
I like that idea. Yeah, I kind of like my like idea, though, that it's like two or three Mr. Mimes stacked on each other.
Yeah, I like that, too, actually. Let's go for that. You know, a Geodude could just make a dude's head. He'd just have to, like, tuck his hands away.
I think you need a pretty strong wig on that thing, too.
Oh, sure, but you saw the Traveler. He has, like, a big knit cap on. He's, like, definitely, like, in disguise.
So you think he's just a Geodude?
A Geodude on top of something else, not just a Geodude, Josh.
Okay, a Geodude on top of a Mr. Mime.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Good. Route 14. Oh, no. Yeah, we're in Cafe
So basically,
Lysander.
In this Cafe Lysander, you can talk to the patrons and you discover that there's like some fangirl there who's like, oh, Lysander, I'm going to be able to, I just need a couple million more. I just need to hit 5 million and then I'll be able to join up with you. And it's seemingly becoming clear that Lysander, if we, as we already thought, I think the two of us grown adult men is the head of Team Flare, or
Team
certainly
Flare.
Associated with it. And it turns out that it costs 5 million
it's got the look.
Franc to get into Team Flare. So it's an MLM.
Wow.
It's an MLM. And
well, isn't an MLM? Do you have to like then sell memberships?
I would
to
think
your, like,
so,
downstream?
Because how are these random people just getting 5 mil?
That's true.
I guess they can just farm Restaurant Lay Yeah or Slowpoke Tales.
I'm telling you, man, you get in early on an MLM.
Yeah, if you just get in early, then like, great.
Yeah.
For you. But other than that, we just get a bunch of lore. We find out that Lysander is a descendant of the king's former king of Kalos, because I don't think the monarchy exists here anymore.
Yeah,
I presume. Lysander's a descendant of the king's younger brother from like 3,000 years ago, and there was this traveling person, and I think it's the same one who had the...
Some kind of traveler?
Some sort of a traveler who may or may not have had a Lucario who used to travel around.
Yeah.
3,000 years ago, and Lysander is descended from that, and he tells you this story about how the king tried to take too much power using an ancient weapon, and the ancient weapon ended up raining down fire and destruction upon Kalos.
Yeah.
And I don't really remember what...
It got better.
Somehow we pulled out of that, and I don't remember what Sycamore says about why he's...
They're
associated
just like buds.
With this guy.
I don't know. They're like best friends.
Yeah,
it's kind of cute.
They're
actually,
they're good friends. Yeah.
Let's go look on the walkthrough. Does it say?
No, I'm just remembering off the top of my fucking head, man.
No, I know. I'm just seeing if there was. I can't remember what happens next.
He's related to a powerful king who ruled the region 3,000 years ago. Professor Sycamore thinks that Lysander is a great man. Wink. And Lysander hands you a king's rock and also goes on a rant about how he loves
trying to crack
beauty.
They're trying to crack mega evolutions together. They may be lovers too. I don't know. I won't.
Maybe a little column A, a little column B.
Yeah. I don't know. But it seems like they're trying to figure out mega evolutions. Hey, guys, I figured it out. Here's
and,
what fucking whatever his name was, Warthead at the top of the.
How about this entire fucking building called the Tower of Mastery that is dedicated to mega evolution? Did that sprout out of the ground or like. How does nobody know anything about Mega Evolution until now?
Oh, I guess we should send this person to go check out this big tower dedicated to the art of Mega Evolution.
Right, how about you have
the old guru at the top.
A fucking guru whose whole life is dedicated to Mega Evolution, and nobody can tell us a damn thing about Mega Evolution until we get a couple of children?
I know everything there is to know, Joshua.
Figure it out?
I'm a Pokemon expert now.
Oh, are you?
We'll talk about that later.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you? Okay. Welcome to the club.
Route 14. We're on our way.
Yeah, Lord knows if it's north, south, east, or west out of Lumiose, but we left.
It's impossible to say. Yeah. There is some arbitrary, like, gate keeping us from getting out of 14, but, you know, once this conversation happens, you can leave.
Yeah, we're out.
So, we're out. We're on Route 14.
Au revoir.
Very spooky route. It's sort of like, do you know those, like, pictures of, like, Pripyat? Like now, like that amusement park in Pripyat that's all like rusted out and like falling over. That's Route 14.
Oh, yeah.
It's spooky. They're trying to spook you. And that is no more evident than by the giant haunted house at the end of the... Well, it's not a giant haunted house, but there is a haunted house.
Yeah, and it's called 14. The Scary House, and you meet up with your buds who are all like, let's go check out that scary house. And you, for some reason, and... you have to wade through this scary swamp that basically is sort of like just a recut more of Icarus from a Platinum, I think, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's just a set piece with a bunch of disgusting little Pokemon in it, and it rains off and on. The playground is a scary aspect that is like Pripyat, but otherwise it's just a swamp tile set.
Not much happens here, except, Joshua, I did have one very important thing to do while I was in Route 14.
Okay.
I looked at the walkthrough, and I said, what's coming up on Route 14? Anything I should be aware of? Oh, yes. A rival battle. Let's take a look at her numbers here. Let's see. She's going to have a Meowstic, level 35, Absol, level 35, Chestnut, level 37. I better go check what level the Pan Monkeys are. They were all, like, 22.
Yeah.
So I had to do very embarrassing thing of taking my Pan Monkeys out of the box and finding them all evolutionary stones and evolving them into Simi Monkeys and then taking them on a few lovely dinners to Cafe La Ya with the crew just to, like, you know, get to know them a little bit better.
Oh, my God.
try to understand who they are, try to understand a little bit more about their background, maybe pick up a few levels while we're at it.
Still sticking with this bit.
So I did power train and did a little bit of EV training while I was in there too, you know.
EV train now?
Yeah, I know how to do it now.
Oh, okay.
On these simmies. so that is something that happens here. You have to battle your rival. I came prepared with some level 40 simmy monkeys. Just took her to fucking town.
God, I can't believe she got crushed by a bunch of level 40 simmies.
They're kind of good.
Tanner, that's COVID brain. You're not going to remember that. You're going to regret that.
They breezed through her team pretty easily. It wasn't a problem.
Well, I just think because the rival in this game is not good. There's no talent here.
Josh, I made it a meme this season to beat her exclusively with simmy monkeys. I think I understand that she has no talent.
Yeah, your simmies were still 3 to 5 levels higher than hers, and she still has a Meowstic and an Absol and a Greninja now. Like, for me at least. Yeah. And then I guess for you, she's got a Chesnaught?
Yeah, Chesnaught.
Gross.
Gross. That thing sucks. Ugh.
Why does it have to stand on 2 legs?
And do this.
Yeah, why does it have to look little arms disgusting? Out. It could have been cool.
Scary House isn't anything. You go there and it's nothing. Oh, I'm assuming you beat Caleb.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I forgot that I even fucking battled him, to be honest.
Yeah.
And then
you go into Scary House, a guy gives you a scary story, and then he asks for a tip. And he chases you out.
And he says, if you don't tip me, then you'll see something really scary.
What is it?
I tipped him. I'm not going to.
I tipped him too.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm trying to make a fucking good, like.
I don't want to see something scary.
Trying to get my social credits up.
I'm trying
to. It's like
to
this
help
dystopian
people.
Future. That everyone's tracking how much
I don't
you
know
tip.
What the hourly wage is here in Kalos. Like, I thought that they didn't tip in France.
It's probably not good. You see the stratus of these classes here? There's some truly, like. Wealthy elites here.
Joan of Arc.
There's got to be a pretty tips. Like terrible, like, you know, lower class.
So I guess we'll never know if whatever the scary thing is that happens. But I will tell you about something that I found scary in an interesting and potentially problematic in one way sense. Yeah. And I would like to do that by introducing a new segment, Tanner.
Oh, okay.
Calling it Poke Checks Yourself Before You Wreck Yourself. Wrecks yourself? Because this season in particular, because we've been able to spend our time, I have been catching Mon casually, and this was started by Carbink.
Oh, yeah.
With the Pokédex entries, and I've
you're
noticed
a lore master now.
A couple of very strange...
That's okay, I'm a Pokémon expert now, and you're a lore master.
Yeah, I'm the lore master, that's fine with me. I want to talk
These
about...
the new roles.
Two Mon, I caught a Golette, and I caught a Snubbull here. And a Golette's Pokédex entry says that... Golette was fashioned by ancient science.
Okay.
out of clay, and it's been active for thousands of years.
Okay.
Okay. Which is just, again, that's sort of a Carbink, like, classic mistake of, like...
Leaves a lot of questions. Leaves a lot more questions.
Whose ancient science fashioned the Pokemon from clay? Why did they do it? They're immortal, seemingly... Is
like,
there
do
a
they
limited
mean,
number?
Like,
they can breed, so that's confusing.
Do they mean, like, Jewish people in, like, ancient,
I guess so. Well, that's a pretty good guess, actually. Because it's just it's like a
But goal. It also colors the world in a way that just, like, I don't know if I need that much detail, you know?
Right.
And, like, that, like, it just fucks me up, too, thinking, like, oh, there was a reality on this world where, like, Jewish people had this kind of folk tradition, folklore of, like, making... clay golems to like protect their houses, and that also is the case in Poke Earth.
And I'm also realizing it actually can't breed, so maybe so every time you need a new Golette, they have to be fashioned from clay.
Yeah,
and Jewish people exist in Pokemon, is what you're saying. So we know South America, Russia, Africa, Jewish people.
Yeah,
and there was some sort of war that killed everybody's. Dads.
Yeah, except our dad, because he bought us a laptop.
Except our dad now in this timeline, here in X and Y. Okay, so that's interesting.
Okay, you said you caught a Golett. Who else did you catch?
A Snubbull. And okay. Snubbull's Pokedex entry says that small Pokemon flee from its scary face, which would be fine. Just stop it there. But it keeps going. It is, however, considered by women to be cute. What?
That's good.
By women? Why couldn't anybody consider it cute? That's what's problematic here.
No. Just women.
Why are you throwing this in? Only a woman could think that a Snubbull is cute?
Well, let me ask you this. You think Snubbull's cute?
No.
I don't either.
Okay. But you like Granbull, which you were implying.
I think Granbull's a plus. I think the plussed up when it turned into Granbull.
I don't like either of them.
Its curves get a little smoother. It's kind of got this like, it turns
pink.
It's
got an edge.
Bright pink. I think it's fun.
Big
I think it's a little
mask
fun.
Collar around it.
When it's Granbull. Yeah. Sign me up.
I don't like either of them, which I guess in this case sort of proves the point because we are not women and we don't consider Snubbull to be cute. But I do think that that's just extraneous. Pokechex Yourself as a new segment is all about why do you have this extraneous information in the Pokedex entries and what does it mean?
I think that's up to us, Joshua.
I think we just figured out both of those pretty quickly. And so... That's another free
and it
for
helped,
you Pokemon
it helped
company.
Color the world of Pokemon a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It helps fill in some of the gaps. Now we know there's Jewish people in Pokemon. Great.
That's good. Good to know.
Yeah. Onward, Joshua.
Yeah, that's it. Then we're in Lavare.
No, we're not.
No?
No, we're on break.
Damn.
Still got it. Even when I'm sick, I can still fucking roast you.
Still got me.
Joshua, welcome to Laver City.
Laver.
I was about to say beautiful little town. I guess it is a beautiful little town. And the Pokemon gym looks cool.
I think it's kind of nice.
But it's boring. There's nothing here. They just like, they gave us a nothing leg this week. They're like, here, enjoy this nothing leg.
Well, there
idiots.
Is a Pokeball factory, but we can't get into it yet. So that will be next week.
Grown-ups are talking inside, according to the Team Flare guy out front.
Yeah. Whose outfit we're not impressed by anymore.
No, I'm over Team Flare.
No, we're back. I think we're both. Are we back? I'm definitely back on, and I never said I was into Team Flare officially. You did. I still like Team Rocket the best.
Yeah, you know, I do like
old school
Team, whatever they were in black and white with the cool chainmail.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I've already forgotten their name though. what a blip.
Plasma.
Plasma, yeah.
Their Knights Templar outfits were... They had the best outfits, but their scheme was too convoluted for me.
Yeah, and
they, I need a great outfit and straightforward fucking scheme.
You know what I want when I see, like, a crony, like, Team Plasma member in, like, chainmail? You know what I want the, like, Team Plasma admin to look like? A fucking knight in armor.
Yeah.
Not, like, a businessman.
Well, Getsis had that vibe. Yeah. I think he has a
no. They've got like robes. I don't know.
His black and white two outfit, I think, fit, but not black and white. Yeah, I agree.
Battle combo move tutor is here. He taught my Greninja a pretty cool move called Water Pledge until I went and looked at the stats on it, and it's not a good move at all because I already have Surf. And why would I need Water Pledge? But then I learned that you can also train something to.
It's like it's
Charmander.
I think any of the starters available in this game, so it's like Gen 1 starters and Gen 6 starters can get complimentary, or I guess not complimentary. No, it is complimentary. It's Water Pledge and Grass Pledge, and they can team up in a double battle, and then it does like a, you know, Super Saiyan move, you know?
Yep. Are pretty good moves, but
I'm never gonna
like make that work, you know? I can barely keep these fucking type matchups in my head. Pokemon battle combo move tutor.
What the setups for this is that I have to go, like, you can do a triple battle one where it's all three elemental types, original starter types, and it's like the setup for this is that I have to go to like Lei Ya, which is already not a problem, or I'm just battling. I mean, we'd have to figure out, you know, it's so convoluted. We have to get double battles set up with us and our guests, you know.
We can't be bothered.
I don't care. Battle combo move tutor.
That's really all there is in Laver City. So now we're headed into Laver Gym. I think Laver Gym, here's my hot take on Laver Gym.
Okay.
Looks beautiful from the outside, obviously.
Yeah.
Super cool, like, conceit. Like, they're all in a dollhouse, and you're, like, going between rooms in a dollhouse, and all the trainers are dolls. Cool. Boring gym.
What? I like this gym.
It, like, it's just, like, it's teleporters.
I have my notes here.
It's teleporters.
This gym is the coolest gym I've ever looked at.
Yeah, looked at. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. No, the
it's just teleporters, though. There's no, like, there's nothing interesting, you know? I just got through a gym that was like fucking quiz show.
But
it's like, who wants to be a millionaire?
But the set piece is so exquisite and detailed, and it's so rare.
I know. So make
to
me
get that in these games.
Make me want
so
it,
far.
You know? Make me want it.
You want to
do
more
a do
this.
A little stage play where I'm going through scenes in a house. You
You're
know,
in the tea room.
I'm seeing
you want a
family drama unfold, and I'm teaser. Battling trainers as I do it.
You want the tea? You do want the tea,
right?
That's there is one of them.
Pokemon.
One of them is like a bathroom with like the tub partially covered up by the curtains around it.
Yeah,
you
it's
should
like
walk
the shiny.
In, and somebody's like, "Oh, now that yeah. would be interesting." And then the trainer that you battle comes out of the tub.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing clothes
she's got
or not.
All like
I don't care.
Dark and like poison type Pokemon. That'd be cool. Except it's a fairy gym, so that wouldn't really make much sense. Fairy type, Joshua, let's talk about it.
Yeah, this has been a thing that you've wanted to explore for this whole season with your Eevee situation.
Yes, and I've done it, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But okay. Fire type seems like it's kind of busted, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's like a known thing, right? That it's like broken.
I hope so. I mean, it certainly is at this point in the game, and they haven't added a type since this, even though what they basically, like, I think what they were trying to do is make it so that, like, there would be another counter against Dragon, but instead what they have created is a new and perhaps even more threatening Dragon type.
Yeah.
Because, like, Dragon type doesn't
even you haven't
even
seen Dragon type's final form yet.
Right, like fairy seemingly is just incredibly good.
Yeah.
It like let's look at this. So
it's 2x effective against dark, dragon, and fighting.
Yeah.
It's only half effective against fire, poison, and steel.
And only poison and steel are super effective against it. Poison yeah. and steel?
Yeah.
Like I guess they're trying to make poison and steel a little bit more alluring, but I mean, they created a monster here, and it is funny that it's fairy type in that context.
And it's completely immune to dragons.
Yeah, dragon can't do anything to it.
And there's a lot of dragons in this game. I have two on my team right now. Lousy with them.
Okay, interesting. That makes me think.
Kind of wild, fairy type.
Yeah, I mean, I do think, I think in general, like, I support it. Like, it makes a lot of Pokemon that were sort of like, you know, fuck this, more worthwhile. Like, as we were saying, Snubbull and Gramble, for example, some classics like Clefairy and Clefable.
Oh, there's not a lot of pure fairies.
It adds an element that I do think makes sense in the world, but it is sort of overpowered.
Yeah, and a lot of them are pretty ugly, too. I'm just looking at all the fairy types on Bulbapedia.
Fairies don't have to be pretty.
I would say more barfies than sweeties in here.
I agree, yeah.
Well, including my... You make me barf Pokemon of the week.
Oh, yes. Who is it?
Aromatisse
looks like the Pokemon that would be artfully covering up the Furisode girl's naked body as she comes out of the bathtub bathroom in the LeVar gym.
Yeah.
This
what is this thing?
Tell me. I don't know what this fucking
I'm trying. Is. I look at it. I look at a picture of an Aromatisse and I try to wrap my head around it. Like I look for like context clues. Okay, aroma. It stinks, I guess.
It looks like it stinks.
It's like it's got a little sexy leg out of its little poof body.
And it's got
blood red eyes.
In the illustration, it's got one of its arms like looking like it's on its hip. Presumably its hip is right there.
It's
like
got
it's
a
about
little
to sass you.
Beak, but it also might be like a Phantom of the Opera mask. You know, like what am I looking at here, Pokemon?
God, I don't know what I'm looking at either.
Well, here's what I dug in, Joshua. I was like, I got to figure this thing out. I'm gonna make heads and tails of this thing.
Can you?
Yeah, here's the origin section from Bulbapedia. Here's what they say. Aromatisse's body appears to be based on a fluffy cosmetic applicator, such as a powder puff, and a perfume bottle. Its face appears to be based on a plague doctor's mask, referencing the Pokemon's healing abilities, as well as the fact that historic plague doctors filled their masks with perfume to drown out the scent of the deceased. Cool.
Oh my god.
Cool color. It also takes traits from the appearance of flamenco and can-can dancers.
That's a mess!
The upper half of its body resembles an owl. This, in combination with its furry mammalian lower body, may be a reference to the owlbear, a monster from Dungeons & Dragons.
What?
The fact that it evolves from its bird-like pre-evolved form to its human-like appearance is possibly a reference to Gunhild, a mythological Norwegian queen that shapeshifts into a bird.
That's a mess!
Bulbapedia, it can't be all of those things. You can't just say a bunch of shit
pick
and you're like, here's what it's based on.
Pick one theme.
It's based on a shower puff that you like squirt body wash into. Like one of those webs. That's what it's based on.
It's a loofah.
Yeah, it's a loofah.
Straightforward. We don't need all this.
Yuck.
Or pick one. Pick one root. It's based on a plague doctor.
I like the first one. I like the first one. The first one was good. It was like, it's a cosmetic puff and also a plague doctor.
That's interesting.
Cool. And then
give us a little history.
And then it's also a can-can dancer.
Oh, and it's an owlbear.
Get out of here, bulb.
Fuck this. You know what? You're right. Aromatisse. This sucks.
Yeah, down the toilet with you.
Way too much going on.
I'll use you to the point that the webbing sort of starts to come undone and like slough out of the puff.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. What did you find in
Levere Gym? What was I going to say?
Your sweetie slash
trainer. Well, I have two comments. Yeah, I guess that I have a trainer curiosity leaning trainer danger.
Okay, interesting. Compelling.
On the first sewed girl.
Yeah, you've hooked me. Oh, you've hooked me and you've reeled me in. Say that again.
Furisode girl?
Furisode girl. I have nothing to say about that.
You don't have any comments on Furisode girl?
No. You expect me to?
As the admin of furaffinity.net, I thought that you might have something to say about them.
I don't get what they are. Are they like a girl group?
I don't really know what their deal is. I think that they're essentially like what's her face's groupies. Valerie.
Here, I'm gonna do something that's potentially a bad idea. But
so here's what I'm gonna say.
I'm gonna Google the term furisode.
I cannot remember what any of the furisode girls say.
It's a kimono.
I do remember
it's a style
just
of
a kimono.
Yeah.
I do remember that Valerie, who's the gym leader, and all of the furisode girls are her groupies. They worship her.
Yeah.
Valerie says, "The only time I feel I am truly one with Pokemon is when we are embroiled in desperate battle. I wonder why that is." And she's saying that while she has fairy Pokemon wings on. "Never mind. It is nothing, kind trainer. I'll see you in a few minutes. Let me just go to my bunk real quick." No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. There's nothing
fun
here.
Role playing. The Furisode girls, troubling name.
But seemingly
I'm glad I looked it up
because
I know it's just a kimono. But
we're not going to
get into
danger.
It.
We're not
going
to get into
it. I'm not
going to
get into it. I'm not going to get into why the name is
so
challenging.
Cut the trainer danger music.
Yep.
It's fine.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay, but now let's talk about Furisode girl Catherine's Pokemon.
Yeah.
Who is Joshy's sweetie? Not Catherine. Her Slurpuff.
Yes. What a little stack of pancakes, huh?
And I had to think about it. Tanner and I had a discussion about this, and once I took another look
muffin.
At it, it's a mess. I mean, it's a mess.
That's what you said to me. I nominate. You're like, who's you? You came into the podcast drunk.
Yeah,
drunk off your fucking gourd.
Okay, well, I don't know about that. I had to go to a happy hour,
and you said I didn't. I'm too drunk.
I didn't write
to pick
somebody down.
Too drunk to pick a sweetie this week, and I said, can I nominate one for you?
Plenty of other comments, but I don't know about who my sweetie is.
I said, what about Slurpuff?
And
you took one look at it. You said, it's a mess, Tanner.
It's a mess. But then I took another look at it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? It's kind of a sweet little mess, though.
Little marshmallow. Little
stack of pancakes. Tongues out. It's stout and it's a disaster. I don't know. No, I like it.
It's on the line, huh?
It's really on the line. It's causing me a lot of like problems.
It's like Hellraiser, that line between pain and pleasure.
I think I like it. I would never use it. Here's what I'll say. I do think ultimately it's a sweetie.
Yeah.
I would not use it though. I think it's too much of a mess of a sweetie. I couldn't have this in my team.
It evolves into something though, right? Or is this the evolved form? No, Swirlix was the
evolved form of
one.
Swirlix.
Right. Yeah, I just need to figure out. I have a Whipped Dream and I have a Swirlix. I just need to figure out a trade. And the only person I know who plays Pokemon X and Y can't get his fucking internet to work. So
no, it's like Fort Knox in here. I don't know. The other thing that I'll say, and the reason that I think as soon as you suggested Slurpuff, why it was like
open,
why
it
was resonating with
Slurpuff
me,
Slurpuff curious,
is that there was a bug catcher who tweeted about that they were surprised that you like Swirlix, first of all.
Why?
Because it's mess. Cute. I mean, it's also a mess.
I like it when they make the Pokemon. I like it when the Pokemon are supposed to be cute. He's a little puff. He's a little glop of whipped cream, you know? What's not to like? It's cute. He's a little popsicle. Look at him.
Well, and then, yeah, I guess. But then cotton also, candy. I will pay a little respete to B. Schroeder 343 on Twitter, who commented after I pointed out that Pangoro can learn surf, which is surprising.
Yeah.
Brandon also said that his Slurpuff knows surf.
Yeah, that's cool. That even better. That makes that
the fact
raises
that this thing can learn
Slurpuff
surf
even higher in
big
my books.
Bonus. I do like that a lot.
Probably because it's just a little buoyant
up.
Little like it's like a little
Slurpuff?
A little inflatable bed, you know?
Yeah.
You throw Slurpuff in and then you hop on and just relax in the sun.
Yeah, I like it. So that's it. Yeah, that's my fucking sweetie. You know? Deal with it.
Yep.
Ooh, there have been better choices. Oh,
Joshua, I encourage you to go check out. Well, maybe the shiny is kind of creepy, actually. I was thinking that the shiny was an even better model because it's sort of like a little chocolate.
Oh, it's
cake.
Like a chocolate one with a cherry on top.
Yeah, but the bib of frosting looks a little like blood.
Yeah, the little extra drip, the dollop.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree, Joshua. Good
nomination.
Plus, it
looks kind of like a squished lady. No, I don't like it. I don't like the shiny. It's a squished lady
like a squished
with a
lady.
Bad hat. Yeah.
Joshua, I trounce the gym. Despite the fact that fairy type is
well,
a little overpowered. I
you know,
had no trouble getting through the gym.
What one of my Pokemon is that I started training last episode that is fully evolved that I can talk about in level check. Trounce this fucking gym as well.
Go ahead.
So, Joan of Arcius assembling her chivalrous band of knights who are bandying about Kalos and righting the wrongs of the elite finally has a Dragalge, St. Michael, evolved from the Skrelp, level 53, poison dragon.
Cool.
Just destroyed this fucking shit.
Yeah.
Sludge bomb. All of it.
Even though it's a dragon?
Yeah, they didn't live long enough to do anything to it.
Yeah. That's cool. I'm into it.
I like it. I actually do like how this thing turned out. The animation in X and Y, I think, is menacing and cool. It's just like a very slow-moving, like, slow seahorse with a bunch of, like, kind of an alien-esque head.
Yeah.
I really like it, actually.
Terrible name.
Terrible name, Dragalge, but then we've got some classics. Renault, Venusaur, level 54. John II, Delphox, level 54. Salt, Severe, I'm learning.
Yeah.
Pangoro, still here.
You're growing.
Level 53. Saw, Catherine. Aurorus, level 55. Beautiful. And finally, we have Lahir, Heliolisk, level 51.
Cool. What a weird team.
It's kind of freaky, isn't it?
I'm into it, though. I like it.
I've got good type coverage. None of them are like, not. It's not totally stacked, you know? But I like it.
I, Lovemaker69, when he's not busy making love, likes to experiment with his Pokemon team a little bit. You know, it's a short leg this week. Let's see what we can do. Obviously, Joshua, you know that I've been on a quest to get a Sylveon since the beginning of the game.
Yes.
I think it's cute. I like a new Eevee, so sue me. I want a fairy type. Obviously, I want a fairy type, right? So, Uncle Duck is my Eevee, at Uncle Duck on Twitter. I can't actually remember what his name is on Twitter. I said it a couple weeks ago. Just go look it up.
I definitely don't know.
I accidentally trained baby eyes off of Uncle Duck, so I was waiting until Lavagium, where we get TM99, Dazzling Gleam.
That's right.
From the gym leader, whose name we haven't even said.
Oh, I said it's Valerie.
Valerie. She's creepy. She's got like all black like insect eyes.
And the wings. I went over this. She's the one who's talking about how she identifies as a buff.
Oh, right. I was too entranced by your like role playing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I'm also sick. Josh, I'm very sick.
I know. You're on your last legs.
Eevee couldn't learn Dazzling Gleam, TM99. So I was like, how am I going to get a fucking fairy type move on this thing? I don't want to go like get a whatever, a heart scale and go like. So I was like, I'm going to park Uncle Duck in the Pokemon daycare. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take out that fucking shiny Ditto I got from Wonder Trade. Oh, park that thing in the daycare with Eevee.
Oh,
I'll also make
God.
A couple new Eevees.
Which, by the way, I saw on our subreddit. Probably all of those hot little numbers that you got from Wonder Trade are mayor cheats.
Yeah, my sweet babies.
They're all mayor cheats. They're like all hacked.
How?
I don't know.
Why would Wonder Trade allow that?
I got a tab open here about like Wonder
Trade. Why would they
allow that? Hacking. But if you do try, which we will do at some point, we have to do Pokemon Bank. If you try to put them in there, probably they will not work.
Get
because
rejected.
They're all hacked and they're all mayor cheats.
Well,
but
let me tell
you
about this fucking...
Breed, yeah.
This little sicko on my team, Ditto, because I put them in there and I was like, okay, I'll wait a little while until they make an egg. And I went down to Battle Chateau and then came back and the guy had already turned around. And I was like, oh, excuse me, sir, do you need something? And he's like, oh, your Ditto and your Eevee already like,
oh my God,
did the deed and here's your egg. So I walked back and forth about, I don't know, maybe like 20 times. I think in under 10 minutes, I got 6 Eevee eggs. Out of these fucking, like, horny little Pokemon.
Jesus Christ.
Ditto's just like, I mean, I guess I should be proud as Lovemaker69.
How is...
He's just here to, like, get
I
to business. Not even he, they're genderless.
It's too late. I can't
Ditto's
even
there
start
to get to
thinking
business.
About the mechanics of this with an Eevee and a Ditto. I can't.
Well, and she laid, Uncle Duck laid about 6 eggs in about 10 minutes. Welcome to the team.
The Eevee was fertilized.
I don't know. Not a breeder.
Yes, we just got to stop thinking about it. Let's move forward.
Uncle Duck 2 and Uncle Duck 3 brought them out into Cafe La Yeah a few times, got baby doll eyes on them, and then went into the Pokemon Ami system.
Ami.
And played some games with them, fed them some poofs. And then I just spent about, I think, $300,000 to stay at Hotel Richisme. A few times to raise up its appeal or its like whatever its happiness because you have to max out all 3 of its like Pokemon Ami ratings and then sure enough bingo bango welcome to the team Uncle Duck 2 Sylveon.
and that is that tip also a hat tip to at Ava Vaporeon on Twitter for that Pokemon Ami.
Oh yeah you did send me the other day
DM.
DM.
From Ava, yeah.
Well done. So Uncle Duck 2, Sylveon, level 39.
How are you liking how it handles so far?
I can't quite get a handle on its moves yet. Well, it doesn't have any very many good moves yet. In fact, it has a couple like tricksy little moves that I'm looking forward to using on you. But
I look forward to seeing Dragalge and Sylveon throw down. That's interesting.
Yeah, that'll be spicy.
Yeah.
Then it's a lot of old favorites. You got Kickjard, Lucario, level 59, Secondhand Took. Haxorus, level 58. Frogger, Greninja, level 57. Pontiac, Talonflame, level 56. Getting kind of bored with Pontiac. Might have to boot him
soon. You're going to chop a top tier Mon just because you're bored?
Know. Yeah.
Maybe the reason that you're bored is because it's a top tier Mon, and I've got a bunch of interesting ones that I'm like.
Welcome to the team. Just maybe here just for the week. I'm not sure. We'll see. Dylan, Gabite. Level 38. And of course, a shout out to my semi soulmates, Hot Josh, Drippy Josh, and Jungle Josh. Semi Seer, Semi Poor, Semi Sage, all level 40.
Yeah.
My rock.
Love
you
those
know?
Guys. Yeah.
My port in the storm.
Is Dylan a bug catcher name?
Yeah. So thank you, at Frog Dylan on Twitter. Dylan, welcome to the team.
All right.
Yeah, just trounced the gym. Just absolutely no issues at all, Joshua.
Yeah, I basically one-shotted everyone. Sludge ball. Yeah.
And as I said earlier, you know, I just wanted to sound off on this again. I have COVID-19. I've been very ill. I've had a lot of free time. Well, not free time. It's been agonizing. But a lot of time to myself, quarantined in my bedroom. And I've done a lot of research, Joshua.
Okay.
I've looked into a few things. I was intrigued by this.
Please not on furaffinity.net.
No, on Bulbapedia. I was intrigued by this concept of the damage algo, this complex algorithm that defines damage dealt by any one move, by any one Pokemon on any one turn. So I dug in, and I looked into it, and I figured out like how stats worked. I figured out how IVs and EVs work. I know how to EV train now if I ever wanted to. Well, it's easy in this game because we have super training.
Yeah, it's actually quite easy in this one.
You know, IVs too, obviously a lot harder to sort of plan for, but I'm not going to go back and try to like min-max my IVs on anything right now. Although I could, because I have this fucking like horny-ass Ditto who's just like, he'll take all comers, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm a Pokemon expert now, but it sounds like you're a lore master now.
Yeah, yeah. I'll take it. That sounds pretty good. But I think I'm both. I don't know.
No.
Well, I don't know why you can't like be Highlander. One or the other. So you're trying to say the premise of the show is changing now, and you're the Pokemon master?
Yeah, I'm the Pokemon
That's
master
my thing.
Now.
That's no, all set up. Now. You're the Pokemon
The student has become the master. And in my act of ascension, my act of deposing you, I must kill you.
Oh my god.
It'll be like tasteful, you know? It'll be like sort of touching.
So what?
Like, we'll, like, battle in the rain, and I'll end up, like, sort of, like, running you through with, like, a two-handed,
so you're,
like, Zweihander.
So, Lovemaker 69 is John of Lancaster now? The Duke of Bedford? Joan of Arceus's greatest nemesis?
He can handle a sword. I think Lovemaker, as part of his sort of, like, training, Lovemaker 69 certainly learned how to handle a sword.
Oh,
Joshua.
He knows his way around a hilt.
I gotta go climb back in the bed.
Yeah.
We're recording in two more days. I'll probably still sound like shit. It's going to be a fun ride from here, bug catchers, because we got nonstop guests, some old favorites, some newcomers who are probably too good to be on this show, probably too much of a big deal to be on this show. But
I would say that. Who knows if we can even land them. But
next week we'll have our favorite Brit. Is that fair to call him our favorite Brit?
Yeah.
Alex Bug. We got to snatch them all. Is coming to, well, see what he can do. See what he can do against an untethered Lovemaker 69 and Joan of Arceus. No restrictions on our teams this time, Bug. What you gonna do?
Can't wait for the French to take on the English.
Yeah, and Lovemaker will be there too. So tune in for that one next week, everyone, please. We're recording it in 2 days, so again, I'll probably sound like absolute horseshit, but it'll be fun, you know? We'll get a little loopy.
Be some crazy energy on a Friday afternoon for us and a Friday night for Alex Bug. So hopefully he will be up for carrying the mantle on that one.
Yeah.
Carrying the energy, keeping it up.
Joshua, I implore you and the bug catchers to please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts. And do follow us at expsharepod on Twitter and Instagram.
And check out our subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, which is where you can play alongside the rest of the community and you can participate in the Trainer of the Week, where you can potentially face up against us at the end of this season, where we're going to have these unhinged teams. So good luck trying to steal our IP this time. And you can go to our website, expsharepod.com, or directly to expsharemerch.com if you want to pick up some of that sweet, sweet swag.
Yeah,
and
our fat cat pockets.
Top 0.1% of podcast elites. I don't even. We're taking down the. You're the elites. I'm against this.
Oh yeah,
I'm in this. Who this me? Setup. Yeah.
So donate all the money from the podcast to some cause then, or your half at least. I'll be spending mine on junk, most likely. Joshua, let's go home.
Yeah.
See you at home. Are you done with your spiel?
I'm done with my shit.
Oh, Joshua Bugcatchers, goodbye.
Smell you later.